I'd like to use an illustration that Martin Luther once used. He said, imagine that there are 100 angels standing around you in a big circle and you're out in the middle of a field. And all of them have their arms linked in that circle around you. And they are protecting you and holding back evil forces, evil angels that want to come and attack you. And so because of their presence, you are being shielded from all of that harm that they would cause you. But then he said, imagine if suddenly God asks one of those good angels to step aside and to permit one evil spirit to come inside of that circle and now confront you and attack you. At that point, you would be so focused on that one particular difficult thing that you're having to deal with in your life that you might easily forget about the 99 other protective good angels that are holding back all of the forces of evil that could easily overwhelm you and crush you. In times like this, when we sense trouble and fear, as we see right now with this virus and the panic that it seems to cause in so many in our country, it might be easy for us to forget about all of the other ways that God is constantly protecting us from all harm. Just think what our lives would look like if God were to let evil entirely come at us and rage at us and consume us. But in His wisdom, God at times may permit us to deal with an assault. But He still promises that it will always be done for our good in order to strengthen us in our faith and to drive us to Him and to His Word and Sacrament where we find our hope and our comfort and salvation. He may use these things to discipline us in our faith. We think of the woman, the Canaanite woman, that was pleading with Jesus, following Him in the streets. And it appeared as if Jesus didn't care about her and wasn't paying any attention to her. And yet, we know from Scripture that He was listening to her above everyone else. And He was doing this in a way to test her and strengthen her in her faith. And He finally commends her for that. We pray all the time in the Lord's Prayer, the final petition, deliver us from evil. Martin Luther says, we pray in this petition as the sum of all. In other words, this is the most important final thing that we are asking God to do for us, to deliver us from evil. Someday when we're in heaven through faith in Christ, we will see just how often that little petition that we pray in the Lord's Prayer has guarded and protected us from harm. Let's have a prayer as we close. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your wonderful grace and mercy that has made me Your dear child. I pray that You would strengthen me in that faith. Continue to guard and protect me from all evil. Cause Your holy angels to surround me and to hold back the forces that want to entice me and entangle me. I pray that You would also give me faith to deal with the struggles and challenges that You allow to come at me. Strengthen me in my love for You and my love for Your Son, my Savior, that I may someday be at Your side. I ask this in Christ's name. Amen. May God bless your day.